Well, no one wants to have a stressful retirement. It's supposed to be relaxing and enjoyable, right? Well, there are some psychologists that have determined that retirement is one of the most stressful events that you might experience in your lifetime. So today we're going to help you proactively deal with that stress surrounding the retirement process.
Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Well, hello and welcome in. Glad to have you on the Financial Flight Plan podcast. I'm Ben George with Bree Reyes at Estes Financial. Bree, how are you?
I am doing fabulous.
I'm glad to hear. I know the stress is going to be a good topic because stress is something that creeps up on everybody, whether you're prepared or not. So we want to help people with that. But what else is going on before we jump in?
Well, last week, Fort Worth just welcomed the Blue Angels for the first time in a number of years. And so being an aviation family that the Estes is, we just spent last Sunday out at the air show watching the Blue Angels.
That's
took
awesome.
Nato. He loves it. He likes some of the old planes. And took mom and dad. Mom's still recovering from surgery, so she didn't do a heck of a lot of walking. And we sat underneath the wing of an airplane because we've been to air shows before. And we know exactly how hard it is to find shade, even in the VIP tent. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm still maroon. I still have the worst sunburn of my life. Even worse than mom. And like nobody else in our group has a sunburn. And I look like I did something completely else by myself that day.
That's
and
funny.
I put on sunscreen. So, but we had a good time. Good time as a family. Fun was had by all. And just a reminder, guys, it was getting hot. We're back a little cooler now, but that sun is bright. So everybody put on your sunscreen.
Absolutely. That's an awesome show. We used to go down to vacation along the Gulf Coast growing up. And, you know, if you're lucky enough, you can catch them out practicing, just kind of going up and down the coastline. And they do so, you know, only it seems like a couple hundred yards in the air. I'm sure it's a little bit higher, but they're really incredible to watch the power of those and the precision of those pilots.
Oh, it's amazing. And his dad would tell everybody that is not just stunts that the Blue Angels are trained to do. Every naval aviator knows how to do those things.
Yeah.
And so that's the part that's even cooler about it.
That's awesome.
At least for our family, because it's watching what dad used to do.
Yeah, you got a little bit of a unique perspective there, him being a Navy fighter pilot as well. So that's really, really cool. All right, Bree. Well, let's jump into today's topic. Flying is stressful for some people, but let's talk about retirement, which can be extremely stressful. I think most people just assume that it's going to be maybe a piece of cake, a walk in the park, right? But that's not always the case.
No, it's not always the case. In fact, I would argue that it's very much not. We don't have many major life events. You know, we graduate high school. Some of us graduate college. We might get married. We might change careers. Well, people are changing careers more frequently now, but it didn't have to often happen in the past, you know, maybe once or twice. And so then we go from going to what a lot of people think of as just completely stopping in retirement. And so it is a significant life change that we're not used to. We're not ready for us. I mean, we go from being on the clock, having meetings, having deadlines, having sales calls, having work-related travel, having coworker drama, all of these things to change. And as hard as that, or as much as it seems like to get away from all that stress would be great, change is change. And for a lot of people, myself included, change is very, very stressful. And that's okay. But I think part of the problem with financial advisors and the industry as a whole is all we look at is the numbers going, hey, your math makes sense. So why are you stressed out? And that's not fair and not true and not right. Just because you might have the income coming in or might have the assets doesn't mean your stress is any less significant.
No, it just change. I mean, change will make anybody uncomfortable. And this is a big life change. There's no question about it. Some huge changes, which we discuss all the time on the show, and we've detailed quite a bit. But just understand that those life changes are going to come. And that'll help maybe relieve a little bit of that stress that could creep in. And with every change, too, Bree, just embrace it, right? I think that's kind of the next thing here is just embrace that opportunity when those new challenges arrive.
Exactly. And I don't mean just completely change your personality, you know, when we talk about embracing the opportunity. And this is hard for a lot of people. And I think it's worth acknowledging that embracing new opportunity and facing new challenges is hard for a lot of people. But it is, the way I look at it and the way that I, and trust me, this has been years and years that I've worked this way, is to me, it is a new experience. And if we try to frame our mind instead of a change or a transition to a new experience that we're getting to go through, sometimes that'll make it a little more positive and will kind of help us ease into the opportunity. The other thing is, take it easy. You don't have to go from going a million miles a minute to just hitting the wall. You can slow yourself into it. I talk to people about maybe taking and thinking about what their early morning work routine was and figuring out how they, if they still want to wake up at that time. Some people are like, no, I want to sleep in. But if people still want to wake up at that time, what different routine can we implement? Could it be maybe getting a cup of coffee at home instead of getting in the car, reading, maybe a light walk or some exercise? But if you start filling the first hour of your day with a little bit of structure, especially of things you might enjoy, it takes some of the pressure off.
That's really good advice. And I think you kind of nailed it, is you don't have to go too fast right off the bat. And don't be afraid to change course, right? You know, I'm sure you have goals and you've envisioned the way retirement is going to play out for you, but keep your options open.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole thing, is we don't want to shut any doors. So maybe retirement isn't for you right away. Maybe you move to a different state and you're like, I hate this. The traffic, the smog, the new state, I want to come back to Texas. That's why I always tell everybody, like I said, take it slow, take it easy. If you want to try to move somewhere, go live there for 6 months or a year before you sell your home here. Check it out. See what it's like. After any major life transition, do not make major changes. Like, don't freak out. Don't sell your home and, you know, move to Vegas. Like, ease yourself into this. There's no shame in changing directions. If it's not making you happy, you've worked your entire life for retirement. If it's not making you happy, we need to change course. We need to find something that is. For example, I'll use this example. My in-laws retired back when Nate was an infant. I remember my mother-in-law's retirement party from the city of Fort Worth. And I know Nate was an infant because I was holding him the entire time. Maybe he was one. I can't remember. So it was a while ago. And she retired from her position in the city of Fort Worth. She retired from Texas Women's University teaching legal ethics. My mother-in-law, God love her, has always been a type A personality and never really took downtime. She retired for a little bit. Nate was in daycare. My nephew had some stuff going on. It wasn't what she thought it would be. She was bored. So you know what she's doing right now? She's working part-time for the city of Arlington as a judge there. She gets to kind of set her schedule a little bit. It's not an everyday thing. And it works. She gets vacation. It works more for her and for what she wanted her life to be.
How often?
She modified. She changed course.
How often does that happen, Bree, where somebody that you're working with and you build a plan for that has something in mind, but then, you know, not even quickly, but just at some point it completely changes and they want to go a different direction?
Almost all of them.
Really?
I mean, isn't the saying, we make plans and God laughs?
Yeah, very true.
Especially if your plan involves your children or your grandchildren, because a lot of times they have very different plans than you, and very often nobody's spoken about each other's thoughts. So I tell everybody, you know, having a fallback's not a bad idea. And there's nothing wrong with changing. If you're not enjoying it, change. Also, you don't have to go to work. Maybe volunteer. Maybe because for Americans, work is so much a significant purpose for us, for our daily life. And a lot of our social interaction comes from work. So find something else that fills that purpose and that social interaction for you. Going from a high level work commitment to like zero is a lot for anybody. Mm-hmm. It's a lot for your body. And so maybe ease into it. Maybe do some part-time. Maybe do some volunteer. Just make sure your purpose is fulfilled and your social interaction is fulfilled.
I love that. So important to make sure, yeah, that you are meeting those needs that you have personally in retirement. It's all about perspective though too, Bree, right? It's all, a lot of what we're discussing is kind of the mindset and just going into it with the right attitude, which, you know, when you talk about that, it kind of takes us into to the next point here, is that just keep some perspective on life, because just back out. It seems like in the moment, it's easy to get caught up in the little, the minutiae of life and the little things that maybe add up and cause the stress and anxiety. But we're fortunate to be able to experience this stage of life, aren't we?
Yeah. Retirement hasn't been around for forever. And a lot of people don't even live to see retirement. So sadly, I mean, sadly, they've worked and worked and worked. And how many, I think everybody's got a story of a coworker dropping dead at the office. Mm-hmm. So it's, we're very fortunate to experience this. So let's be happy about it. Let's, it always is interesting to me when people come in here and they're angry that, that either they have to retire or that, because some people are forced out of their careers based off age. And I understand that if it's a job you love, I get that. But it's the opportunity to kind of reinvent yourself. That's the way I choose to look at it. And so just remember that. Remember, you're lucky. Not everybody made it to retirement.
Absolutely. All right, last thing here, Bree, if you're trying to maybe be proactive about the stress that can creep in and cause you some a little bit of anxiety and worry and concern in retirement, it's just having a good financial advisor on your side to build a plan that's going to take away a lot of that uncertainty and just let you be able to enjoy your time and your life and what you want to do.
Having a plan always takes uncertainty out of the table. But I think a lot of people go into retirement without a plan, maybe without that third party. And I also think this is one of the number one reasons we see gray divorce or baby boomer divorces is rising in numbers. More and more people are getting divorced as retirees. And I think that's because they didn't go in with a cohesive plan and they didn't work with a financial advisor or certified financial planner to help them through the process. I think they tried to do it alone, and the stress, because money is stressful, ends up causing more harm going forward. So if we stop and we get a plan in place before you walk out the door, before you retire, that we can shift in case your retirement dreams shift, that'll take some of that pressure off, which will hopefully allow you guys to have a better marriage and better relationship.
So important. So if, again, if you have questions, you want to reach out, we always encourage you to do so. You can get in touch with Bree, 817-444-8402 or estesfinancial.net. Another way to relieve some of that stress, Bree, is to be educated and kind of know what to expect. And your book helps with that, doesn't it?
Yes. Our retirement flight plan book talks about retirement and how living with a pension or without a pension for a lot of people now, and just kind of setting seven lessons to save a retirement. We talk about a lot of good and bad things when it comes to retirement, but this to me is important. And, you know, education and plans help take some of that stress down. I mean, I firmly understand stress and anxiety about something like that. And one of the things I have learned myself is the more I know, educate myself about a topic, the better I plan for a topic, my stress level goes down better. And so I would say that's something that might help you as well.
All right, again, estesfinancial.net to request that book. And you can also call as well, 817-444-8402. Well, Bree, it's time to get to know you a little bit more. And stress, when I think of stress, oftentimes I do think of our commutes to and from work, which brings us to our question today. How do you pass the time on your commute?
My commute's kind of fun because when I come in the office this morning, in the mornings, I drop Nate off at his school. And then I come on in. Most of the time, I'm listening to either the news or a podcast. I don't have a very long commute. By design, I don't like commuting. I do not like DFW traffic. So I've got about a 15-20 minute commute most days.
Not bad.
And then on the way home, it's music. It's music. And then opposite schedule, I may go pick up Nate. I may pick up Dolly from doggy daycare, depending upon what we've done that day. Sometimes I'm talking to either dad or one of my best friends and just kind of, you know, with dad, giving him the lowdown of the day of what happened in the office if he didn't have a chance to make it in, or going over some stuff we've got going on in the morning.
15, 20 minutes isn't too bad. I cannot have ever imagined having to spend 45 minutes to an hour in a car. I would just, it's not for me. I know it works for some people, but I could not imagine doing that every day. But love to hear how you spend the time. All right, let's close it out, Bree, with a mailbag question. We always love to hear from you. Send in your question to us. If you have it, we'll try to feature on the show and let Bree kind of talk through it here. But as always, follow up to kind of get a real thorough answer from Bree and the team at Estes Financial by calling 817-444-8402. Bart's our question day is in Fort Worth. Says, I just got scammed out of $50,000 from one of my retirement accounts. Cannot believe it. We were supposed to retire in a couple of months. Now I feel like there's no hope, and I'm going to have to work for several more years to make retirement a reality again. Is all hope lost? I need a pep talk.
Bart, no, not all hope is lost. Hopefully you've gone back and listened to our last podcast, because I think that was the one we talked about scams on. I've got some really good books and some steps that you can take that might help you recover some of that money. Probably not all, maybe some, but not all hope is lost. You will eventually be able to retire, I promise. Unfortunately, this is happening more and more, and to people that we wouldn't think this would happen to. It is frustrating, I understand, but it's important to know that you're not by yourself. It wasn't, you know, you didn't cause this, and you got to give yourself some grace, my friend. You got to give yourself some grace. The biggest thing to know is, okay, so we learned from, you know, this happened. First, is there a way to fix what happened? Is there a way to put a Band-Aid on what happened? And then the second thing would be, how do we protect ourselves going forward in the future?
Yeah, I would highly recommend that last episode. And this question probably came on the heels of that last episode, I'm imagining too, Bree. About scams and just being aware what you can do, how to recognize them. It's an important episode for everyone. As Bree mentioned, it's happening more and more and more, especially to people around retirement age. So please be aware. And again, Tony, don't give up hope. Or Bart, rather, don't give up hope. Not all hope is lost. You'll be able to get there again. But sit down and work with someone that can help you through this process and maybe help you get some of that back. Again, if you want to reach out to Bree and Estes Financial, it's 817-444-8402. Also online at estesfinancial.net. All right, Bree, great conversation. I know stress can cause us a lot of worry and concern in retirement, but we want to enjoy it, right? That's the key. Getting ahead on these things will help you.
You worked hard for your money. Make your money work hard for you in retirement. The other thing, those listening, go out and lead an abundant life.